Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. How are you all today? So last week, I was away in Malacca. You know the Gula Malacca, that Malacca. Yes. Was invited to go to the hometown of one of the students. So he drove us up to Malacca, about 2 plus 3 hours. But the causeway at Tuas took 2 hours. It was an interesting experience. Yeah. Then went to his hometown, and his whole family from other states came back, like have a gathering. I think all in 10 over 20 person or so. Then Saturday visited one of the family, then Sunday at the main Laojia, the old house. Yeah. Then gave 1 day teaching on the Heart Sutra. Just cover the first line. Yeah. Yeah. Then give them other related exercise. Yeah. Right at the start, I told them we will not be able to cover the whole sutra unless we stay and cover it over 24 hours. Probably also cannot. So here we are. Then something interesting happened. When on the way back, we stopped at one of the rest station, then had lunch there, and then lost my phone there. Yeah. So after we finished, and then we went back on the highway on the way back. So just came out for a while, then I suddenly like, hey, where's my handphone? Yeah. And then we realized that it's not around. So we use the Find My iPhone. Ding. Yeah, then it's located at the rest area. And drove back. The Malaysian highway, you have to go all like find one exit. And it's not like Singapore where there's road all over the place. So we have to wait, go quite a bit. Then got to drive off. Then U-turn in a small road. Then somehow make your way back. And then when you come back, there are two rests. Area, one on the left, one on the right. Ours was on the right, and there's no way to just drive over. So I go down again and do a second U-turn. Anyway, the whole process took 1 hour plus. Yeah, high and low. Couldn't get it back. Yeah, so I told them, Dana. Yeah, so in the end, set it to lost mode. Then when I'm back in Singapore, then triggered the erase mode. But by when we were there, it was at 12% battery. Then halfway through, it was disconnected. Then after that, suddenly become 14%. So I told my student, oh no, someone pick it up and charge it. Yeah. So, so this trip, I got to do Dharma giving and iPhone giving. Yeah. Then I told them, I told some students over the weekend, over the past few days, like sometimes things like that happen. Do you all wake up in the morning planning to lose your phone? Yeah. Do you all plan 2 more weeks? 2 more weeks I will lose the phone. Any of you do that? And when you lose your phone, do you lose it willingly? Yeah. Maybe a bit unwillingly. But have you all ever tried like you really unwillingly, then the phone don't get lost. If the phone is lost, the phone is lost, whether you are willing or unwilling. Yeah? Whether you accept that you lose it or not, if it's lost, it's lost. I mean, you can and probably should make efforts and attempt to recover the phone. But if you can't, accepting or not accepting doesn't change it, isn't it? Yeah. But what does change is your state of mind. Yeah. And further to that, in Buddhism, there's something else you change. Yeah. You change your connection with that person. Yeah. If you don't accept it, then the person in your mind, you leave the imprint that person owe you something. Yeah. And in a way, in that person's mind, he committed theft, yeah, or something to that extent. So in the Buddhist teaching, there's one transformative practice where you make a determination, you willingly give it away. Yeah. When you do that, the person don't commit theft and you don't have that, oh, I have been hurt before, someone owed me something. Now you transform it into a gift. So now that's a credit instead of debt. I don't know whether debit or credit. Is it debit or credit? Now there's a debit. A debit, credit? Anyway, now there's a positive point. Before that, in your mind, you think, oh, that person owe me. Then in future life, when you see that person, well, you feel like you're not happy with that person, maybe. Now you transform it. Now you give someone something. The next time you see someone, that same person, you feel happy about that same person, oh, I gave you something before. Maybe you don't consciously remember. Yeah? But you transform it. Then if you do it over time, yeah, then anyone you meet is potentially someone that you have benefited before. Huh? Yeah. Then what happened? Then in future, when one day you sit under a tree, then whoever you meet is someone who has received a phone from you. Then the moment you say, come, be cool, the person, oh, beautiful. Then immediately follow you in the teachings. Otherwise, you sit under the tree, you don't attain enlightenment. You sit under the tree and wonder, who else still owe me a phone? Not asking you all to lay long your phone around. Hey, want to steal or not? Want to take along? No. But if it happens, it happens already. Isn't it? Yeah. I remember there was this anecdote. I'm not sure how true it is. It says that there was one time, Gandhi. I mean, he's not a Buddhist. But there's something that was attributed to him. I don't know how true. You all can go and fact check. Okay. It is said that there was one time he was like visiting some village or something. Then when he was leaving, he boarded the train, but in the moment he dropped one slipper. And then it is said that he threw the other slipper down. Then the person said, what are you doing? They said, well, then whoever picked up the slipper can actually use it. I thought that is so beautiful. Yeah. Huh? I mean, if you really lose one slipper, why you hold on to one slipper? You know, suppose it's slippers, not one slipper. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, how to be ready for that moment? Mm. In my whole life, I've lost many phones, you know. I've lost many things in my whole life. So much so that my mom last time always think that I don't have enough merit. Yeah, always think that I... You know, oh, sorry, my mom is here. So much so that she sometimes would think that or say that, you know, your merit is not complete, you know, 福不周全, you must go and do more cultivation, you must go and become a monk. No, not be a real monk. That time she didn't think that she wanted to ask me to be a real monk. She just asked me to go and go for a novice retreat, short term. And then she told me, you go and 短期出家, go and go for a short term retreat. And I said, for what? Your merits is incomplete. You go and accumulate some merit, then you go out to work safer. And look at her, I'm like, what kind of reason is that? Yeah, to me, even if it's short term novice retreat, it is something so noble, so lofty, you know. To do it just to gain some merit, oh, that's a bad reason. So I refused. Yeah. So think about it. Yeah, think about it. In life, sometimes we gain some, sometimes we lose some. Yeah. When you gain something, instead of just feeling full of ourselves, we can transform that also. Yeah, transform that into gratitude to benefit the person who gave you something. Yeah, or to be grateful for all the conditions for what you have. But sometimes we may lose some. Yeah, but if we lose something, then you can also transform that. Yeah, that's another venerable. Can't remember whether it's Xu Yun Da Shi, Xu Yun Fa Shi. I remember, I think there was one account. There was some, don't know whether it's fundraising or some event. Yeah, they say that there was one time. What happened? So there was this sum of money to be donated to a temple for don't know, rebuilding or something. And then it is said that at some point during the don't know whatever, it went missing, you know. Yeah, something like that. And then he make announcement and tell everybody that oh, the money went missing. Yeah. And of course let the person have a chance to return it. But if you don't return, then consider it as a gift from the cheaper gem. Yeah, ha hao yong, something like that. Ha hao yong gong. Yeah. So, in the erase function, you know, in iPhone, the Find My iPhone, right? The third option, erase phone, then you can put in a message. Yeah, so I put in message. Hi, I lost my phone. Please call this number. Then I put in a reward. Maybe my reward was too low. I think I put the low 100 ringgit or 200 ringgit. After that, I regret. I calculate, oh, only $30. So maybe my reward was too low. Then after that, I said, if not, enjoy the phone. Thank you. Yeah. I don't know who found the phone in the end. Yeah, but some hours later, then the erase notification went through. Yeah, then it says after class that night when I came back, there was meditation class. Then when I went back after the class, then I checked the message, checked the screen again. It says erased. Yeah, so. The person who found the phone must be like, what kind of message is that? Thank you some more. So, who is, let me see, on my left, anyone who is new here today? Have you introduced yourself before? Have you introduced yourself before? Noah, tell us your name and how you got to know about this group. Yes. Welcome, welcome. Your brother went back to US already, huh? Okay. Anyone on the right who is new here today? No, I think all the season parking. Ewi. Is it Ewi? Ewi, right? Yes. Long time no see. How are you? Happy to see you. Oh. Yeah, should be happier. How have you been? Good, good. Have you finished you were doing the what? Your masters or something, right? Yeah, finished already. So what are you doing now? Where are you working? Okay. Why are you doing that? Okay. That's very meaningful work. Yeah, I think that's one strength that our country have. Yeah, in consulting, there's this saying: failing to plan is planning to fail. Yeah, Singapore is not having that problem. We do a lot of planning. Yeah, good. Yeah, maybe you can catch up later. Tell me more about your work. Yeah. Huh? Cannot tell me. Huh? Class 5. Oh, okay. We are on video, so that's the correct answer. Let's see who else is here. I think the rest all introduced before. Huh? Okay. So in a way, the preamble is linked to our topic today. Turn on power saver. Okay, on. So today's topic, the path to happiness or something like that. Yes? What is this? Different paths to happiness, yes. Different path to happiness. The connector is a bit loose, maybe. Ubo. Wi-Fi, Bo, battery saver, per project. Voilà. Okay, don't move. Different paths to happiness. So, can I presume that all of you want happiness? All of you want happiness? Say yes. Ah, okay. Yeah. If you don't want happiness, this may be the wrong talk. Yeah. This morning I was over at the Singapore Buddhist Youth Mission, Hong Fa Tuan, over at Clementi. I had a meeting with the Sunday Dharma School volunteer teachers. Yeah. The main bulk of the meeting was to give them some training on the Fa Qi. Yeah, because I made some changes to the things that they are going to chant, so guided them on the Mu Yu and the Da Qing. Then after that, we have a bit of discussion. So I shared with them about the direction. Yeah. So it is about how. Have you heard of like children's Dharma school? Yes. Some of you may have even attended before. Yeah. I've served in, let me see, 1, 2, 3, maybe 2 to 3 or 4 centers. Yeah. Guiding them in the Dharma school program, and then also teaching at the various parents' class. What I see is many times the volunteer teachers are very earnest, in teaching Dharma. Yeah. I think it feels like a lot of responsibility. Yeah. So many times in Dharma schools, most volunteer teachers try to make sure that the students, and the kids
must learn some Dharma.
You know, maybe 2 years Totoban preschool, then 6 years primary school, 4 years secondary school, and then JC, you know, 2 more years, or poly, JC, 2-3 years. And they try to really cram in a lot of things. Yeah, oftentimes the teachers, when they see a venerable in charge, then they try to, you know, ask whether we, you know, whether the Dharma content is correct, whether we can put in more Dharma, what other Dharma should they know. Yeah. Sometimes the teacher are very surprised when I share with them my thoughts. And my thoughts is very simple. Yeah. And it is that regardless of how long they come and join us, if in the first maybe 3 to 6 months, up to a year, if they don't make friends, we have failed. Yeah. If they can make some friends, then we have succeeded already. Yeah. Huh?
The kids or the teacher?
The kids. Yeah. He is asking whether I'm referring to the kids or the teachers. In some ways, it applies to the teachers also. If the teachers come and they don't have some rapport with one another, then they will drop off. Yeah. And some of them were surprised when I say that. And my point is, I mean, they are primary school, secondary school. How much do you want them to learn? Four Noble Truths, Eightfold Path, the Four Foundations of Mindfulness, the Four Strivings, the Four Powers, then the Five Roots, Five Powers, Seven Factors of Enlightenment. What else you want? You want to go through all the Nikayas, memorize how many sutra? Yeah. 大悲咒, 思想咒, 楞严咒, 哇, all the 咒. Yeah. In my opinion, if they come and they experience some warmth, they experience some rapport and connection with the students, with the teachers, then they would want to come again. Then they can take their time to learn, you know. That's the first thing I told them in the past. This morning I told them something else in addition. I told them, I've been thinking about whether we can help students get to know their emotions. Getting them to use what they learn in Dharma classes to be more self-aware. I told them, all of us are selfish. Selfish in what sense? Selfish is a dirty word. Let me explain, okay? Don't run away first. Selfish in what sense? I say, why do parents bring their children to Dharma school? I can assure you, not to learn Dharma. Most of them, I don't say all, most of them, they send to Dharma school not to learn Dharma. They learn, bring to Dharma school, bring to the temple to get us to transform their kid to become guai guai, to tinghua, to be obedient boy and girl. Really, I'm serious. Most, I don't say all, you are maybe an exception. Yeah? You want your child to learn Four Noble Truths, Eightfold Path, 37 Factors of Enlightenment. But most are only concerned, will my daughter after coming to class, will my son after coming to class be more filial to me? When I tell them to come back, will they come back? Come back home to have dinner? Or will they have 10 things to say to me when I just comment on one thing? If going to this place, come attending this class, then they learn to be respectful of me, and then when they go out, they call me back and ask me whether I want to tap out some food or not. Oh, this is a good class, continue. Yeah, to be very honest. Yeah. I also told them some other things, but that's in a way not so relevant here. So I told them, if within a year, we can, you know, no matter what topic you teach, if you can get them to be more aware of their mental states, their emotional states, yeah, to first be aware, don't try to become enlightened by next Wednesday 3:35 PM. But just be aware of your emotions first. Yeah? 先知道自己的情绪所在. Yeah? First know your emotions. Then after that, to recognize how these emotions are linked in many cases to our defilements. Yeah? And then the next step is to see clearly that our emotions, the negative ones, is just like stepping on dog poo. Yeah, the example I give in Heart Sutra. If you step on dog poo, you will clean it, isn't it? Ah, so I say, get the kids to understand this. And how to understand this? This is where meditation comes in. The trouble sometimes is we do all this separately, you know. We learn Dharma class. Yeah, we learn Dharma, Dharma, Dharma. Then we meditate. And the meditation seems to be unrelated to the Dharma class. Then we do chanting. And the chanting has nothing to do with the Dharma class and nothing to do with meditation also. Seems to be. Actually not supposed to be. And the best thing is all these three, nothing to do with our happiness. So sometimes there's this disconnect. Yeah. But not related to our happiness in what sense? In the sense that many people attend Dharma class, not y'all lah, y'all come for SGC one, huh? Y'all apply. For many people, okay, not y'all. Attend Dharma class, Dharma. Then maybe go and do meditation, meditate. But either meditate, maybe a person may attend Dharma class and meditate, but sometimes don't really see the connection between the two. You know? Yeah. There are also those who only meditate, don't attend Dharma class one. There are also those who attend Dharma class, don't meditate one. Here I'm talking about those who do both, but still don't see the connection. And then there are those who do puja, yeah, fa hui, chan, yeah. but don't attend Dharma class one. And then usually those who attend Dharma class don't go and do chanting one. That's why our SGC have a bit of all three. No choice, you must. That's the reason why we do that. Yeah, sort of like subtly, you know, subtly, very insidiously weave in. Yeah, so you experience a bit, okay. And then slowly, if you can see the connection. But even for those who do all this, what happened? All this, nothing to do with my life. So do all this only when you come to temple, come to Buddhist society, or at the shrine in front of the living room. Yeah, a special time, special place. Then I'm holy. Om. Amitofo. Then I go to work. What you want, man? With family members, nothing to do with chanting, nothing to do with Dharma class. Family members is different ball game altogether. With friends, different. So sometimes there's a disconnect. So I share with them that even if after 1 year they cannot remember much of the so-called Dharma, but through the Dharma classes, nonetheless, they learn to be self-aware. Yeah? And then, from there, they have an opportunity to learn how to purify their negative emotional states. I think that would be transformative. And then I give them some very simple examples, like, for example, when we talk about when you say defilements, then we think, oh, tan chen chi, big terms, chim. So then, emotional states such as like get them to recognize negative ones. Also get them to recognize and be aware of wholesome, positive ones. Like, do you know how it feels like to be contented? Yeah? say yes. All discontented people. Contentment. Hey, but sometimes it's very funny, you know. Maybe many times we are feeling contented, but we don't consciously go and examine how does it feel to be contented? You know? Ah, to be aware of that. And then to know what led to discontentment. Then you can reproduce the contentment. And discontentment, get to know how it feels like to be discontented. And to know what are the trigger points, what are the in the Buddhist term is the nutriment, that means the food. Yeah? The causal, the origin. Yeah? Origin of this discontentment. Where does it come? How does it come about? Then you can take care of the origin, then discontentment will not arise. Yeah. And in the context of young people, what is the discontentment like? Boredom. Yeah, the consequence of discontentment is boredom. Yeah, they are directly linked, you know. But without this link, we sometimes feel like, all the teachings in Buddhism is like nothing to do with my life, ma. Then what for I meditate? I sit down there like that, then doing nothing, ma. But actually, for us to be aware of our emotions, our mind must be clear first, ma. That's why the initial part of meditation doesn't get you to do much. It's for your mind to settle down. But that is something that for many young people, I say young people means all of you are not just him or the few kids. All of us are young people. Yeah. There are some young people who are quite ready to sit down quietly. But for most young people, just sitting down there doing nothing, you know, the whole idea of doing nothing, so boring. So boring. Not like PUBG. Whoa. You know, that's more exciting, ma. I press a button, my character move, ma. There's a direct feedback, you know. And then I put in effort, I aim and shoot. After a few days, I improve, I manage to get that guy. Now what do you have to say? I win you now. Satisfaction, right? Yeah, but meditation just down there. Here's Sifu's voice. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing in. Tell me, who don't know? Of course, breathe in. Then after breathe, of course, breathe out. What must you? Cannot be breathe in. Breathe in. Breathe in. Breathe in some more. Cannot be, what? Sifu, why? Ayo, so boring. Correct or not? Yeah, so I can understand. Actually, last time I cannot understand also. Last time I look at the kids like, why you don't meditate? Ah, shame on you. Really? A long time ago at some Dharma school, I really give them a good scolding. No? I told them, you don't meditate. Don't in future turn around and say that Buddhism never teach you anything. I really cannot take it last time. I told them, Buddhism have so much things. No? Even Westerners are learning Buddhism and learning meditation. You are born in Asia, born in the Buddhist family, and you don't learn. Don't later go somewhere else, turn around and say, oh, Buddhism never teach me how to be happy. Yeah. But now I realize, there's a reason also. Ma. Yeah. Except that they don't know how to articulate that reason. But it's up to us to, you know, I may not get all the reasons right also, yeah, but I think this is part of it. Yeah. So, different approaches to happiness. In a way, when we look at the Buddha's teaching, the focus is not on happiness. The focus is on suffering. That's why then another group of students, my work already stressful enough. No? I come here, then you tell me about suffering. I know suffering, right? Don't tell me. I want to know how to end suffering. So fortunately, Buddha's teaching is not just about suffering. It's also how to end it. Yeah. But to end it, in Buddhism we say, you must first know what causes it.
Yeah, so
if we look at all the things that human beings do, we can loosely categorize all the things we do into maybe two broad groups. One is to consciously seek happiness. The other one is to consciously remove suffering.
Yeah, I want you to don't just accept this. Think about it.
Yeah. Think about all the things we are doing. From the morning, in the morning when we wake up, yeah, or even in the middle of the night, when you wake up and go to pee,
yeah,
what is that for? To remove suffering. Yeah, high tide, ma. High tide don't feel good, ma. And if you hold too long, then maybe kidney problem, ma. Or if you hold too long, cannot hold, then you pee out, how? Not good, ma. So remove suffering. Then after that, finally, or maybe middle of night after peeing, you find the aircon is too cold. Yeah, is it? When we say that the aircon is too cold, what does that mean? Is that happiness or suffering? Suffering, right? Then what do? Do you make it colder? Do you make it colder after that? No, right? Then what do? Ah, very good. So you either get a blanket or you raise the temperature of the air conditioning, isn't it? Why? Is it because you don't like cold air, the cold aircon, or is it because you like the cold aircon? You like, but when it's too much, you don't like. Yeah, it's the same aircon, eh? Yeah. But when it's too cold, yeah, and at night when you turn it on, you set it to 24 degrees or 22 degrees, or maybe some of you 18 degrees. Yeah, the better aircon 16 degrees. Yeah, when you are about to sleep, you mean you are warm, you know, from the whole day. Yeah, then you feel it so nice, a blanket. Then in the middle of the night, you kick here, kick there. Then your blanket is off, and your core temperature lowers, man. When you sleep, yeah, then it becomes cold. Then that sensation is not nice. So in a way, it's a form of suffering. So by increasing the temperature, we are removing suffering also. Yeah, fast forward, finally wake up in the morning. Is it so simple? No. Do you wake up automatically in the morning? Some of you, yes, very good. Some of you, is that happiness or suffering? Suffering. Then what do? Snooze. We switch it off. Yeah. Sometimes we have no choice. We switch off, then it's time to wake up. Sometimes we try to give ourselves the precious 5 minutes. 5 minutes at night and 5 minutes in the morning is different. Yeah. 5 more minutes in the morning, it's amazing. Yeah. But if you sleep 5 minutes earlier, is there any impact? Very strange, Yeah, do you find that it's very strange? I also find it very strange sometimes. 5 minutes when you're about to sleep, you just sleep 5 minutes earlier, No impact, don't feel anything, But when you are waking up, 5 more minutes means everything, Yeah. Then, what do? Maybe you snooze for 5 more minutes. When you do that, is it to have more happiness or more suffering? When you snooze for 5 more minutes. Hey, you all don't snooze, is it? You know why I snooze?
Yeah.
So why do you snooze?
Because you
want
to rest for a while.
No. You want to rest for. So when you rest for 5 more minutes, is it to have more happiness or less happiness?
5 minutes happiness,
but after that. So after that you'll be suffering. And what kind of suffering is that after that? The noise. So 5 minutes later, alarm come up again, then there's more suffering. Then you switch it off, Don't snooze, just switch off. If you just switch it off, then no more suffering. Then what will happen? Then you sleep all the way. Our life is really, our life is very varied, yeah. But it all boils down to prolonging what is pleasant to ourselves, and then shortening what is unpleasant to us. Another angle to look at it is, while in our day-to-day life, we also try to remove suffering. Yeah. Another way to look at it, okay, today we are going to explore a lot of different paths. Like any good Shifu will do, Shifu will not tell you, which path to take. One of the paths I want to share today is actually related to ordination. Yeah, because originally the topic was supposed to be about ordination, but I decided that it's a bit too specific. Yeah, and some of you may not be so keen or ready for ordination. Are you all here for ordination briefing? Ordination means becoming a monk or nun. Are you all here for the briefing? Oh, you all don't know that today is the briefing. Yeah, the original topic is not different path to happiness, you know. The original topic was ordination, then what? The what? Considerations are. What? Yeah, the original topic, right, is like about ordination. Yeah, so you see, this is about packaging, you know. It's about packaging, the same topic, ma. But you package title ordination, then half the group never turn out already. You repackage it. Different path to happiness war. Everybody want to know, what is the path?
Ordination,
consideration, and concern. Walao. Tiana Masiana. Already out of this group, maybe just a handful want to ordain. Then you tell them, a lot of things to consider, no? Consideration and concerns. You think so simple? There are concerns, no?
Now,
hello, somebody, I don't know who. Don't ask. But I have I always veto the topic. Yeah. This is my job, to make it relevant to you. Okay, so very quickly, ordination. Have you all ever seen ordination as a path to happiness? How many of you look at ordination, 出家, as a path to happiness? Really? Okay. How many of you want happiness? Then how come you all don't? Life? I count. Okay, enough, life. Okay, ask you another question, okay? So this is 出家. Another one is also 家, but 成家. 成家 means settle down. And in a way, these are two opposites. 成家 is also the path to happiness, isn't it? Correct or not? How many of you already 成家? Raise up high, lah, don't be shy. So, put down. At the point when you are about to 成家, were you planning, my life is too good, let me settle down to make it miserable? Did you think in this way, or did you think, if I settle down with this girl, I settle down with this guy, I'll be so blissful. Is it? No, I'm not talking about now, lah. Now already passed the honeymoon.
back then, 6 months before you get married, ignore the hassle of the whole marriage process, okay? At that point in time when you say yes, when a guy asks the girl, will you marry me? How was the guy feeling? Or the guy who kissed you just now? Oh wait, were you at gunpoint forced to ask? No, nobody? Huh? No, yes. Those who come with your wife, you all better watch out. Must give the right answer. Hey, you know those events, the cameraman move around very stealthily, one. Oh, don't draw attention, one. You. Oh, 不要跟我师父抢风景，是吧？抢镜头。 So, by right lah, by right. Of course, Singapore there's by right and by left. So by right, getting married, settling down is supposed to bring us to happiness also, isn't it? Otherwise, every year, no, so many people doing it leh. Huh, you think they're stupid lah? They're not stupid, what? Yeah. Just recently, I went to this student's wedding lunch. Yeah. They look quite happy, what? I gave them one chanting bit. At first, I wanted to bring two. Then I brought them one. Yeah, I told them, I decided to bring you one instead. Yeah, because now you all get married, you all should be one, not two. Yeah, when you practice, must practice together. Cannot practice separate. Yeah. Steady, right? Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Two person together, chant at the same pace. Cannot chant too fast. Yeah. But you think about it. Yeah. Of course, 成家 is quite a big thing. Okay. There are many things that we do that are supposed to give us happiness, isn't it? Yeah. You go for a movie, supposed to give you happiness. When you watch movies, does it give you happiness? Of course, otherwise. But sometimes doesn't give you happiness. Like, have you all watched The Blair Witch Project? That movie, don't watch. If you have never watched, don't watch. Doesn't give you happiness. Yeah. I watched halfway, I want to walk out. It's like, well, now the man chose me. That was many years ago. Like, yeah. But you see, even that experience can teach us something. Because usually when we buy tickets and we go for movies, we don't consciously think, I need some more happiness. And that's why I'm going to go and buy a ticket. Do you all realize this? The fact that you actually go to buy tickets is because your level of happiness is not enough to you. If you are exactly where you want to be, why would you go and watch a movie? Think about it, huh? But what has this got to do with Blair Witch Project? The connection is, when you do watch a movie that doesn't satisfy you, you are disappointed. The disappointment tells us that there was an expectation, even if you don't consciously think about it. The unspoken expectation that you will get something out of it. Out of that movie, and that something that you should be getting is satisfaction. Call it happiness, call it satisfaction, call it pleasure, whatever you call it. Definitely something positive, something that makes you feel good. Sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. And it is when you don't get it that I think we can learn something from. Because this should tell us that prior to going through the whole movie, there was actually an unspoken expectation. Expectation that you will get something out of it, that happiness. And so even something trivial, something day to day, like watching a movie,
can be considered a path to happiness. Would you agree? In a way. Yeah? Yeah. We shouldn't, after we learn Dhamma, we shouldn't then dismiss all other happiness. You know? We should recognize that all this give us different levels of happiness, different level of pleasure. The Buddha in one of the suttas said, there is pleasure, there's happiness in this world. If not, worldlings, yeah, sentient beings will not be enamored with it, will not be stuck in samsara. And the question is, of all this kind of path to happiness, what are the kind of happiness that we really get? Instead of just dismissing all the worldly, you can say that this is worldly, yeah? Going for a holiday is a worldly, you know? Yeah? Of course, those of you who go for trips with me, that one is, you go for pilgrimage. It really, no, those who go for trips with me don't have it easy one, no. Yeah, morning still have to sometimes do puja, yeah, then very embarrassing for them, you know, hotel, lobby, then okay, sit down, then ha zang, tang, na, mo, and people walk around. Yeah, then during meals, ha zang, yeah, they chit-chat, very happy, then suddenly I look at them, then oh, yeah. Go for trips with me, say qi cha wan lo. Yeah. So not worldly pleasure. And then people go to temple, yeah, then take picture, then suddenly, eh, sifu actually, sifu, looking at them, like, zuo, like, come and do chanting. But usually, when we go for trips, do you all plan for a trip to have suffering? Huh? Who? How many of you? Yeah, you go to a place, then wow, when you come back, wow, you post on Instagram, post on Facebook, horrible place. Confirm going back next year. Any of you do that? Yeah. Or you go to a restaurant, bad service. Going again tomorrow. Anyone want to join me? Who is going to join you if you tell everybody that place has bad service? Yeah, lousy food, expensive, yeah, poor service, coming back again. Yeah, when the waiter come over and then say, anything else? Yes, bad service, the food is lousy, expensive some more, coming back tomorrow. I don't think anybody do that. Yeah. Instead, what do? We go back to the place where we had good experience, isn't it? Yeah. We try to recreate good experiences. If you go to a country, very nice scenery, and we have a good bonding with people that we traveled with, then we try to cheer the same people to go back again. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not here to tell you all that is wrong. Don't be mistaken, okay? Yeah. But it is that what kind of happiness do we get from this? Yeah. And why is it that there are people who take a different approach, yeah, to happiness? You think Sifu and all the monks ordained to suffer one? You know, like if suddenly some lay people hear that their son, daughter going to ordain, then they cry, why you want to go to ordain? We are not going to suffer to, you know. But the fact that people cry when their children want to go and ordain, right? Yeah, shows that they don't understand ordination. Doesn't mean we ordain and enjoy ourselves, karaoke every night. No, no, not every night lah. No. I don't even karaoke when I was a lay person. Yeah, no. Don't get the wrong idea. Later a lot of you sign up. Sifu, I heard not every night, huh? Yeah, honestly, when I was a lay person, I was invited to go for some karaoke before. And then I'm like, I also go. Because as a lay person, they invite, I go lah. But when I go, I'm like, what is so fun about this? Yeah. But everybody have their own poison. So, using 成家 and 出家, yeah, we can also put in other things like meditation. Yeah, last time we talked about meditation. That's why I say for young people, they don't understand why you have to meditate. Sit down there, do nothing. What is the fun in this? But this brings about a different kind of happiness. What kind of happiness? The happiness from with the freedom from suffering. It's different from worldly happiness. It is the freedom from suffering. Yeah. Different. Yeah. But it's not a straightforward process. That's why so many people don't want to try. Because it's not complicated, but it can take a while. Yeah, because there are many steps, ma. Just now I already mentioned 3-4 steps. Yeah. If only there's only one step. Just do this, happy. Right? And that's what all the advertisement tell you, right? Just buy, then you're happy. Yeah. Yesterday, 2 days ago, Black Friday, right? Did you all get the happiness? That happiness is certified by the Buddha, you know? Yeah, certified by the Buddha. But Buddha said, lay people have 4 kinds of happiness. The first is accumulation of wealth, yeah, through your hard work. The second is using that wealth, yeah, to buy things for yourself and your loved ones. It's a Black Friday is a certified happiness number 2. Yeah. So there are many ways to get happiness. The trouble is, the Black Friday happiness, does it truly satisfy you? Yeah. Not asking you to stop buying. All of you stop buying, economy collapse, then how? Then good also, everybody meditate. Actually, sometimes we got to ask ourselves, what will happen if it go this way or that way? Sometimes we are so afraid of things going a certain way, but we don't really sit down to think about what if it really happened. Yeah, what if it had really happened? Yeah, but back to this, the 成家 and 出家. So the reason why I bring this up, right, is because over the years, many students who first get to know me, they're very, like, they have question marks. Like, why do you go and do this? Especially when they learn that I had a high level education. Yeah, I did my degree in NTU. Then, you did a degree? Then why do you still go and ordain? It's almost as though if you have a degree, you cannot ordain. Or if you don't have a degree, then you ordain. You know? I mean, nobody told me that was a requirement. Yeah, if I had known, then I don't go and study at NTU. And then worst thing, then I tell them no, you know. Yeah, and some of them want to ask me, why? Tell us what happened. Because in the movies, you always see, you know, this person, yeah, the boyfriend or girlfriend dumped them lah. Then they 想不开, oh. Yeah, then they go to the 山上, 当和尚去了, yeah. Oh, then they go there, then the master open the door. 施主, 你还是回去吧。 不, 师父, 你收我为徒吧。 我已经放下了尘劳了。 Yeah, you know? Yeah, then finally, ordained. Then after that, see the sunset. Then sunrise, tweet, 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 tweet. Then the mother, father come, gong, 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 gong. Then 老和尚, 施主, 你的孩子现在已经
顿悟空门。
哇，但你还是回吧，
不，我一定要见我孩子。
哇哇，笑笑笑 ，then finally the sun come out，
阿弥陀佛。
Yeah, so a lot, many times we are conditioned by all these things, you know. Yeah, then we see in the movies, wow, become a monk, then hold it down there, dong 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 dong. Oh, look like very poor thing, you know, hold it kneel down there. You think monks hold it kneel down there, dong dong. A lot of other things to do, you know. Yeah, but what to do? Yeah. So students ask me, why we do this? I remember there was one time after class, because during class they ask this question, then I tell them, you know, how I become a monk, then they don't believe. No. Yeah, I told them I was working as a consultant, then I told them I had a girlfriend, then I put aside everything, then I go and become a monk, then they don't believe. No. They say, surely something must have happened. One of them decided to stay back to us. Yeah, really, one of them. This middle-aged guy, he just loiter, then everybody gone, then he say, then I was packing up my things, then he said, 师父, 现在没有人了, 跟我讲。 Yeah. Oh, super funny. Yeah. 那现在讲什么? 为什么出家? 什么都是想不开? 是吧? 就是想开了才出家了。Yeah, but I always tell people, 出家跟出成家或者是出嫁啊，也加一个女的，加一个女，啊，你加一个女在这边就变成出嫁了咯，啊，出嫁或出家或者是成家，对啊 ，It's all seeking happiness. Yeah, we are all seeking happiness.Even masochists are seeking happiness. When they torture themselves, they are seeking happiness, pleasure. Yeah. We may disagree with the method. We all have different thinking, ma. And it's because of our different thinking. Different thinking in what sense? Because of our different thinking, we look at happiness differently. Yeah. We have different definition of what is happiness.So some people think that going to climb a mountain is happiness. So they climb. Some people feel that they go hang gliding is happiness. Some people feel that swimming is happiness. Some people feel that having a family is happiness. Yeah? Different people have different idea about what happiness is. Some people are happy to be single. Other people feel like something is lacking. It's not for Sifu or anyone to tell you or you or you,that or that happiness, you have a wrong idea. Huh? Go and 忏悔. No. I mean, if currently you think that way, who am I to tell you that that's right or wrong? Yeah? The Buddha, if you go and look at the Sutta, the Buddha don't go around telling people that is wrong. But the Buddha highlight, well, that is happiness. There are shortcomings to that happiness. There are faults and dangers to that happiness.If your happiness hinges on getting something, your happiness hinges on satisfying your desire, that kind of happiness, while present, is short-lived. It's not dependable, it's not stable, it's easily taken away, yeah? Easily destroyed. But you don't see the Buddha, at least I haven't seen, if you find a sutta,that shows the Buddha telling people, pursue this happiness for what? There are some cases where the Buddha go out of his way to talk to individuals and ask them, for what good is your life, your current way of life? But this is very specific, where he know that these individuals have reached a point where they are ready for the truth, ready for the teachings. All others,Then he merely share with them that there are two sides to it. Yeah. Worldly happiness, like this, and all the worldly pursuits, they are happiness. Yeah, but they have a good friend called worldly suffering.
Yeah. Why are they good friends? Because both are based on the same thing. Worldly happiness is based on gain, and gain comes with loss. Gain of what you desire give you happiness. Loss of what you desire give you standing position. So worldly happiness and worldly suffering come together. It has that shortcoming. By now, I think most of you, including I think Ash, will probably know. Whatever happiness you get from worldly things comes with its string attached. So nothing wrong with pursuing that. It's just that that kind of happiness is not true happiness. It's not pure happiness. When I say true happiness, it's like, Walao Sifu, you look down on my happiness. You have not good enough for you, right? It's not pure. Maybe pure is a better word, yes. Pure means it's totally happiness. But this kind of happiness will bring some suffering. So it's not purely happiness. Yeah. It will give you happiness and then a bit of suffering. 就看你要先苦后乐还是先乐后苦。 先苦后甜先甜后苦看 whether you want suffering first or happiness later. Yeah, or happiness first, suffering later. Depends. So keep this in mind. I want to just spend the last few minutes to give you all a choice. Because the original topic is ordination, considerations and concerns. Whether you want me to talk to you about this or a bit more on meditation on how that can lead to happiness. Which one do you all want? Meditation, huh? How many of you want to have a look at the ordination one? Raise your hand. Okay. How many of you want to look at the meditation one? Or more on meditation? yes, question. In Buddhism, many times the word happiness is not used to describe our goal. Yeah. Happiness is almost always used to describe worldly pursuits. So instead of happiness, there's a different term used. Terms like Nirodha, Nirvana, Nibbana. So we talk about the cessation of suffering instead. Yeah. Why? Because when we use the word happiness, it is often used to describe compounded experiences. Yeah, compounded experiences means it is conditioned. Yeah. Because of this, then you have this. Because of this happening, then you have happiness. Because of that happiness happening, then you have happiness. So because of that, this happiness is not by itself. It has dependency. And as long as it has dependency, it is not stable by itself. Agree? And then if you look at the dependencies in turn depend on other things. And as you go down the path, you find that your one happiness depends on so many other things, such that if only one of them change, your resultant happiness will just disappear. Yeah. So usually we don't use the word happiness. But if we were to use the word happiness, okay, to say true happiness, we prefix with true, real happiness, true happiness, then it means it's referring to the cessation of suffering. Yeah. Sometimes the word bliss, bliss. Sometimes the word bliss is used. The word bliss is sometimes used instead of happiness. So this bliss is not, how do I put it? Sometimes it's described that the mind is by itself blissful. You don't have to do anything, the mind is blissful. Yeah. But we forget that. We think that we need to get this, get that, then we are happy. So, if we remove all the other things, what is left is the blissful state of the mind. And ultimately, if all the impurities, yeah, the default states, agitation, restlessness, all the impurities are removed, what is left is the, in a way, the natural state of the mind, which is calm, which is luminous, sublime, and peaceful. Okay? So how? We talk a bit more about meditation. Later, if for those of you who are interested in ordination, or rather interested in knowing more about, you all can stay back and listen. Huh? So just now I mentioned, in fact, in the earlier sitting, you may notice that the instructions given today were slightly different. Yeah, because most of you who are present today have been coming, yeah, for class. So the technique, you know, observing the breath, paying attention to the breath, that's nothing magical. Sometimes students, when they attend meditation class, they expect that, oh, lesson one, you teach me observe breath, lesson two, lesson three, oh, special. Two in breath, one out breath, or whatever. Actually, it's the same process, no? Yeah, it's about mastering it. Yeah. So earlier on, the instruction was a bit different in what sense? In a sense that while you breathe in and out and you pay attention to that, yeah, you are aware of the breath, then you also pay attention to the presence of the thoughts, presence of the mental states, presence of feelings, presence of emotions. As I mentioned earlier, it is a multi-stage process. If I discover, okay, one day if I find just one step, then immediately happy, yeah, immediately free of suffering, I'll tell you. But so far, no such a step. So far, there's this multi-stage process. Yeah, you first have to learn to be aware, yeah, aware of your body, your feelings, mind, and mental objects. Yeah. Or if you were to use more day-to-day terms, to be aware of how you feel physically, how you feel mentally, yeah, your mental states, state of the mind, the content of your mind, yeah, your thoughts. Yeah, learn to be aware of them first. Yeah. And it's not just during meditation. Even when you are at home, yeah. Or later on, when we finish, when we are doing the dedication, then after that, you all queue up. As you queue up, and the queue don't seem to move, be aware. How are you feeling? Do you start to have thoughts coming up? Yeah. Shifu don't purposely hold back the queue to give you a chance to practice. But sometimes it happens. Because sometimes people have questions to ask, right? Then take that opportunity. Yeah. If let's say one day nobody asks questions and it's very smooth, then you feel maybe subtly different. You feel a bit more, today, be aware of that also. Yeah, be aware of that. And as you develop that awareness over time, yeah, then even when you walk out of home, you're at work with your friends, with your family, with your colleagues, that awareness start to kick in more frequently. And then we have the basis. We have the basis to do something about, okay, how do you want to feel? I asked some group of young students, I asked them, if you have a choice. The Hong Fa Tuan student, they were having a Dharma camp a few weeks back. So I asked them, if you have a choice, would you choose to be happy or sad?
Now I ask you all this question. This is a question I ask the small kids. Now I ask you all this question. If you have a choice, do you want to choose to be happy or sad? If you have a choice, do you want to choose to cry or not to cry? Then how come you all sometimes still cry? No choice, huh? So, what if we can have a choice? What if we can have a choice? Would you want to have a choice over your feelings, your emotions, or do you want to have no choice? Not so clear already, huh? Have choice, isn't it? It is just like, do you want to have a choice of your food? Yeah? Or anything else in your life? And meditation is actually about that. Meditation is not a dead passive process where you just sit down there and wait for time to pass. Yeah, although sometimes it does feel that way. It's an active process of being aware, yeah, and recognizing whatever is happening. Yeah, but this is just the first step. And then after that, when your mind is a bit more stable and a bit more mature, yeah, you have more, in a way, control over your mind. But control is a dirty word. And nowadays, you say control, you control. No, control is good. The fact that you are here is because you are able to control your body to walk here, walk up the stairs. If you cannot, you want to walk, then you bing, 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 bing. Yeah? Control is not a bad thing. But before control, you must be able to assess your state. Yeah, then you can decide and you can ask yourself, okay, now I'm feeling bored. Now I'm feeling excited. Now I'm feeling upset. Now I'm feeling joyful. Now I'm feeling frustrated. How come Sifu overtime for so long? May 1 May Liao. Check. Be aware of that. And realize. Realize something. Realize what? Yes. When there are conditions, those emotions arise. Ultimately, we want to reach a point where even those states don't arise. Not because they arise and you suppress, but because the way you look at things have changed so drastically, it doesn't arise anymore. You're okay with the state, so that's why there's no frustration arising. That's a later state. Yeah? But before you reach there, to be able to realize that even when frustration arises, even when boredom arises, you don't have to act upon it. You don't have to. Even when you see some things that you feel like buying, you can say, okay, I don't have to buy. Yeah. Do you buy things online? To be very honest, sometimes I look at some things, I really feel like you need it. Then you open a tab, and you examine, then you look at the review, check. Then you know what I do? I will do add to a cart, then I will remove from cart. I open up the tab, then after I close. Then sometimes one time, close the whole window, brah. Good to examine yourself. Even when you are doing something worldly, yeah? Don't think cultivation is only when you're in temple. Then when you're on Taobao, no, not cultivating. When you're on Taobao, are you able to face all the discount? Yeah, you go on Shopee, go on Lazada, you see all the coupon, and not click on it. That's cultivation. Okay, can? But all this is just talk. All this is just talk. Up to you to go and try. Okay? Then you try, then you will discover, previously, when I do this, do that, I get happiness. Examine the happiness. Then you realize, that one is also happiness. But maybe that kind of happiness is not
pure happiness. You may come to this realization. Yeah. And then you practice in a certain way, then your mind becomes calmer, more stable, more peaceful. Then you may find that you can appreciate this different kind of happiness. Okay?
Yuan Xiao San Zhang Zhu Fan Lao.
Yuan
Xiao San Zhang Zhu Fan Lao. Yuan De Zi Hui Zhen Ming Lao.
Yuan De Zi Hui Zhen Ming Lao.
Pu Yuan Zui Zhang Xi Xiao Chu.
Pu Yuan Zui Zhang Xi Xiao Chu.
Shi Shi Chang Xing Pu Sa Dao.
Shi Shi Chang Xing Pu Sa Dao.
Amitabha.
Amitabha.
Qi Li.
Thank you.